Tokyo feels like a sauna. People in Japan's capital have been sweating through the last days of June with temperatures far higher than usual for this time of year.
I'm surprised. It's hot every year, and usually it gets this hot after the rainy season. So these temperatures at the end of June are surprising.
The rain in Japan usually tempers the heat leading into July. But this year, a powerful atmospheric pressure system is stalled over the Pacific Ocean. Meteorologists predict the heat wave will continue. The government is worried about the impact on the electrical grid as air conditioners operate at full power. People are being asked to turn off their lights and conserve energy, especially during the late afternoon when usage peaks. Over the weekend, more than 250 people in Tokyo were treated in hospital for heat stroke.
We have no choice but to obey the government's request to save electricity. Except for the refrigerator and the computer, I turned everything off.
Japan's electrical grid is especially compromised. On top of reduced nuclear reactor capacity following the Fukushima meltdown in 2011 and an ongoing closure of coal plants, Japan is also facing a shortage of fuel imports from Russia. In the coming days, people will have to find a way to stay cool without overtaxing Japan's power system. Natasha Ganame, Al Jazeera.